Well, we are very, very much in the sugya of Yosef. In these parshiyos now, till the end of Bereshis, they're all going to be dealing with different aspects of what happened over here. And there are many, many issues which could be discussed. I wanted to be misyaches a little bit to the name change from Yaakov to Yisroel. It's a very, very interesting sort of sugya. Let's see what we can figure out about it. So last Shabbos we had Vayishlach, and we were moving towards Vayeshev and Miketz, Vayigash. So let's start at Vayishlach. And there you have this strange pasuk. Dot Vayero Elohim El Yaakov out Bevaro Mipadan Aram Vayivorech Oso. He gave him the brochas. That's pasuk Tes. In chapter Lamed Hei, Vayero Elokim El Yaakov Od Bevaro Mipadan Aram Vayivorech Oso. Now, Vayomer Lo Elohim Shimcho Yaakov Esnachta. Vayomer Elokim Shimcho Yaakov. That's a stop. Then, Lo Yikore Shimcho Od Yaakov Kiim Yisroel Yir Shemecha Vayikro Es Shemo Yisroel. ויום אלו אלוקים, אני כל שדאי פרי רווי, גוי וקל גויים יהיה ממך, ומלוכים ומחלוציך יצאו. וזה אורץ אשר נסעתי לברום יצרק ליוחו, את נינו לזרחו, אחריחו, עצן יש אורץ. So, from first posuk, which introduces this thing, you'd say that posuk Yud has to do with changing the name. Posuk Yud Aleph is Prey Uruvei, those are the brachas. In other words, in Tess it said, Vayero Elokim El Yaakov, Aud Bavo Mitvadan Aram, Vayivorech Oso. And he benched him. So we would expect, at least I would have expected, that after that would come, Vayom Elo Elokim, Ani Kel Shaddai Prey Uruvei, that is the bracha, right? And so on and so forth. So those are the brachas. So why is Pasuk Yud in the middle? Now that posuk is difficult in its own right. And I stressed before when I read it the first time, I stressed the fact that it starts off, Vayom Elo Elokim, Shimcho Yaakov. Your name is Yaakov, and there's an esnachta there. So, what does that mean? Shimcho Yaakov, your name is Yaakov. Then, Lo Yikore Shimcho Od Yaakov, Kiyam Yisrael Yishemecha. I mean, so what does it mean, Shimcho Yaakov? I mean, we didn't say before by Avram, Shimcho Avram, but now I'm going to change Avram to Avram. I mean, Shimcho Avram, and now I'm going to change it to Avram. I mean, it's a strange formulation. What is it saying, Shimcho Yaakov? So, Rashi says on Pasuk Yud, Leikor Shimcha Od Yaakov, Loshon Odom Habo B'Ma'arov Ve'akovo, Elo Loshon Sa'av Noged. In other words, I'm not, your name will not no longer be called. Lo Yikore, it's in the passive, right? Lo Yikore. Yeah, Lo Yikore Shimcha Od Yaakov. Your name will not anymore be called Yaakov, but your name will be called Yisroel. Vayikro es Shema Yisroel. So what did he mean when he said, Shimcho Yaakov? Does it mean it was, but is not going to be any longer? But it doesn't say, what does it mean, Lo Yikore Shimcho Od Yaakov? Because the fact is that all over, Yaakov is still called Yaakov. I mean, later on, when it gets to In Vayigash, it's very, very strange. When the brothers come and tell him that Yosef is still alive. Oh, so what does it say over there? Let's just read those few psukim. Vayalu Mitzrayim, Vayavoy Eretz Kanaan, El Yaakov Avihem. So the Torah calls him Yaakov. Vayagidu lo lema, od Yosef chai, v'chiyu Moshel b'chol Eretz Mitzrayim, v'yofag libo ki lo hemin lohem. Vayadavru elof, es kol divrei Yosef, asher dibe alehem, vayayas ha'agolos, asher sholach Yosef, lo seis oisoi, v'tchi ruach Yaakov Avihem. Oh, Yosef is alive. Vayomer Yisrael. Huh? You've just been calling him Yaakov. Why is he suddenly Yisrael? Vayomer Yisrael, Rav, Oid Yosef ben Ichai, Elcho ve'reno v'terem amus. Vayisa Yisrael v'chol ha'shalo, Vayovo v'eres be'eshova, Vayizbach z'vochim l'lakei oviv Yitzchak. Vayomer l'kim l'Yisrael, v'maros ha'layla. Vayomer, Yaakov, Yaakovov. Vayomer hineni. Listen to this. He's using Yisroel as has been the case in the last 2-3 psukim. Vayomer, but what does he say? Yaakov, Yaakov. Vayomer, hineini. Vayomer, onoichi ro'el ve'elehei ovicho al tiro me'ado Mitzrayim ki legoi godol asim chosham. Onoichi ered imcho Mitzrayim, onoichi alcho gam olo v'yosef yoshis al enecho. Vayokom Yaakov mi'be'er shova. Vayisu b'nei Yisroel Es Yaakov Avihem, Ves Tapom Ves Neshehem, Bagolos, Ashashola Paro, Vayikru, and so on and so forth. Then, Ve'ele Shemos Bnei Yisrael, Haboim Mitzrayim, Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov Uvonov, Bachor Yaakov Ruven, Yaakov again. I mean, what is going on? Is there a system over here? And of course there's a system, and the Shaila is to work out what exactly is being said. Which goes brings us back to the pasuk in Vayishlach. Vayev Elokim el Yaakov od b'varom mipadon Aron vayivorach aso. Vayomel Elokim Shimcho Yaakov. Lo yikor Shimcho od Yaakov ki im Yisrael yir shemecha. Vayikra Shema Yisrael. Now what is going on over here? So I tell you what I think. I think it's a good pshuta shel mikra. I just want to point out again the Rashi which I read to you a minute ago. Lo yikor shimcha od Yaakov, lo shon odom habo b'ma'arov v'akovo. Yaakov implies a person who comes b'ma'arov v'akovo. That means in a scary kind of way, he ambushes people and he's holding people back. El Loshen Sav Noged, a prince, an aristocrat. That's what Yisroel is. And that's why Lo Yikor Shimcha Od Yaakov, which has ugly connotations. And instead I'm changing it to Yisroel. Nu, so if Yaakov has ugly connotations, so then why does he say Shimcha Yaakov? The pashtus of Shimcha Yaakov is, your name is Yaakov. So, what is really going on? And we see from the psukim that we quoted later just now in Vayigash that there's a constant back and forth. So it's just like as understanding the pshutish and mikro over here, what exactly is going on? So I think that I've mentioned to you before there's a Sefer Hashem from the Ibn Ezra. And where it discusses the concept of names. And it's very interesting what he says. He says that shame, the word shame is a name. But it's got the same letters, not the same nakudas, but it's got the same letters as shom, meaning there. So the Ezra says, what's the connection? So obviously these two words, I mean, I don't know whether obviously is the right term over here. I don't know whether it would have been obvious to me or whether it's obvious to you. But Ibn Ezra says, I say it does, that the word shom and the word shame are really the same word. It describes a certain there-ness, a being there, shom. this person is Sham, means this person is there. Now, when I say the name, what am I doing? So Ezra says, what you're doing really is that the person whom you're talking about is not here. When you say Yankel, yeah, did this and this. Yankel did this and this. Avraham did this and this. Yeah. So what are you really saying? Did the name do it? No, the name didn't do it. So what does it mean Yankel did it or Avraham did it or whatever the name is? So what it means is like this, that the name conjures up the person who bears that name as though he were here. In other words, the moshel which Ibn Ezra gives over there is Reuven Chacham. Reuven is smart. Now the name is smart. It's not the same. The name is smart. So Reuven doesn't mean the name, or it does mean the name because that is what his name is. But what is said and what is meant is that the person who carries the name Reuven is smart. So the name conjures up the person as though he was standing there. That is what's going on over here. That is what a name does. The name creates a shamness. The name creates the concept that the person who carries that name is ke'ilu standing in front of us. And when I say Reuven is a chacham, I mean, although Reuven is not here, and what are we talking about? The answer is the man who carries the name Reuven, yeah, and it's him I'm talking about, he is a chacham. And that is the relationship between shem and sham. So, well, we have the Rashi over here, that Yaakov carries an ugly connotation, yeah, because it's, what does he say? Loshan Odom Habo B'Ma'arov V'Akovo. Yeah, and I'm going to change your name to Yisrael. Now, what happens over here, if I understand it correctly, and I think I do understand it correctly, at least it sounds like that to me, is that something which I didn't realize before. In other words, now that the Ribbon Shem calls Yaakov's name Yisrael, so he is kashering Yaakov also. In other words, what does Yisroel mean? So what does it say over there? La yikor shemcha od Yaakov, kiyem Yisroel yishemecha, la yikor shemau Yisroel. Earlier, when the Malach had tried to change his name, Ramban says it didn't work because that was not his shlichus. So the name change didn't take place there. But what did he say? That Yisrael implies Kisorisa im Elohim v'im Anashim v'tuchal. Yisrael means that you are a fighter who can conquer both the human enemy and also, if you have enemies among the Malachim, you can conquer that also. Yisrael Kisorisa im Elohim v'im anashim v'tuchal. That is what it says. That's what the word says. Now, once you say that kisorisa im Elohim v'im anashim v'tuchal, that you were able to conquer both of them, so then just a moment, what's happening to this name Yaakov? Because Yaakov says, what is Yaakov? Yaakov is the heel snatcher. That is the way it was given to him. Yeah, the Yoda Achezes Ba'akev Esav. Yeah, and they call his name Yaakov. What does Yaakov mean? The heel snatcher. He held on to Esav's heel. Now that's not a very mechubetic kind of thing. Yeah, Esav is coming out first, and Yaakov sort of hangs on to his heel and says, "Hey, I'm also coming along." So that's a bizoyantic kind of name. Yeah, but once you have Yisroel, and once his name is formally Yisroel, as it became when the Ribbon Shlom finally confirmed that name change in Vayishlech, yeah, so now Yaakov is not anymore an ugly name. Because who are you? In other words, people call your name. When people talked to Yisroel or talked about this man, they used to say Yisroel. Why should they say Yaakov, the heel snatcher? Yeah? He's a choshev person. He fought the Malach. He fought Esav. He wins. And he's a very, very choshev person. So they would call him Yisroel. So he's a very mechubetik person. So then, even if for some reason, as we'll see in a moment, there is an occasion at which he should be called Yaakov, so even if that also exists, so then it also does not carry the connotation of the heel snatcher. It has a different meaning. In other words, once Yisroel exists, so Yaakov is not a Bizoyan anymore. So Yaakov is not a Bizoyan anymore. And that is a very, very important thing, because once that is so, so those shilas which we asked before in Vayigash can also be very, very easily explained. And also, first and foremost, we now understand what we said before and what we asked before. What does it mean, Shimcho Yaakov? What does it mean, Shimcho Yaakov? What does it mean in this context? So I think that what it means is the exact opposite of what I always thought it meant. And that's why I think it's worthwhile saying over this shiur, and so just that we know what's going on. You know what it means, Shimcha Yaakov? The Rabban Hashem is saying, you know what? Yeah, let's read the pasuk again. Vayom Elo Elokim, Shimcha Yaakov. Yaakov, don't be ashamed of Yaakov. Your name continues to be Yaakov. I mean, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that just by Avram, if you call Avram, Avram Yehoiva, but by Yaakov, well, we see that both exist. So the Gemara says that Yaakov becomes Tofel to Yisroel. His real name is Yisroel, his Choshev name is Yisroel, and Yaakov is Tofel to Yisroel. As I state in the Gemara. So now I'm tining, and I'm sure that I think it's right. I said, I'm sure, I am pretty sure. So you have to make up your own minds, right? But what's happening over here is that Yaakov loses the implication of the heel snatcher. What implication does it carry? It carries the implication of a heel. That's true. Now, the Sephorno, interestingly enough, learns, what does it mean, Yaakov? Yud is the third person in the future tense. Yaakov, you will be around when you will be a heel. And it refers to the Yemes HaMashiach, that Klal Yisrael is going to be the only nation that's left, because Kol HaGoyim Nase Kola, the Psukim say, and you'll be around at the heel of history. That's how the Sephorno learns. Yaakov, you will, third person, yeah? Yaakov, he will be there in the time of Akev, when history will have run its course. So when history will have run its course, Yaakov will still be around. Ya is the future, third person. He, Akov, will be witness to the heel. He'll be a witness to what heel? He'll see how history ends finally when Mashiach comes. That's how the Sephorno learns. Now, you don't have to go so far. Yeah? And what I see in the sugya over here of Vayigash, where we saw this constant switching from Yaakov to Yisroel. So if we go back to it again and see if I can find it. Oh. Vatchi ruach Yaakov aviyam. Yeah, when he saw the agolos, so Yaakov suddenly, vatchi Yaakov aviyam. His avelus suddenly drops away. Yeah? Vatchi ruach Yaakov aviyam. Oh, what does it mean? He stops being Yaakov. Vayomer Yisrael, Rav, oid Yosef ben Ichai, elcho ve'renu b'terem omos. I'm not anymore the heel guy. I am a happy person. I'm not mourning anymore. Oh, vayisa Yisrael, v'chol ha'shalo, v'yovo be'irosho, v'yizbach zvochem l'elohe of Yitzchak. Yisrael. Oh, you're so happy and you're so self-confident. That's great. Vayomer Elohim Yisrael, v'marois halayla, vayomer Yaakov, Yaakov. Vayomer Hineni. You know what that Yaakov, Yaakov is? That's Shimcho Yaakov, meaning that Avada Gevis, and I think I'm right in that again. I have to make my own advertisements, but I think that is what we're talking about over here. What it means is that Shimcho Yaakov, the Rebbeinu Shem told him, listen to me, yeah, I'm going to call you Yisroel now, and that is the name by which you will go. But I want you to understand that Shimcho Yaakov, the name Yaakov, like the Gemara says, it's a tofel. But what is its function? The answer is that there will be periods in your life where you will feel or be downtrodden. Not anymore because you're a heel snatcher. The heel snatching we can forget about. That was the indication which the Rebbeinu Shem made by the birth of the twins, that Yaakov is going to catch up to Esav. And later on, that's expressed in the brachos. That's not a problem, yeah. But you should know that, for example, on your way to Mitzrayim, Yisroel would be the wrong attitude. Then Yaakov would be appropriate. Yeah, this is not a happy moment. You're going to Mitzrayim. It's happy in the sense that you're going to see Yosef again and you're going to get to know Ephraim and Manasseh, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing. But it's not Yisroel. You're not being victorious on your way to Avdus. And although the fact is that he was never an Eved, right? Chazal say that the Shibur didn't start until after he was Nifter. Yeah, and even after he was Nifter, as long as any of the Shvatim were alive, till Levi died, the Shibud in all its horrors did not start, it did not begin. Yeah, but it's not a Yisraelic kind of thing. It's not something, you see Yaakov schlepping to Mitzrayim, you're not seeing the one who fought against an angel and won, who fought against Esav and won. It's not what's the word I'm thinking of? It's not a stance of victory. You're going into Avdus with your family, and you should know. That's no joke. When you're talking about the children, you're talking about the oset of the Goy Godal that the Rebbeinu Shem is going to fashion. Yeah? So he calls it Bnei Yisrael. But Vayisu Bnei Yisrael as Yaakov Avir. It's unbelievable. Yeah? Ves tapon ves neshehem boagolos ashashola parolos esaso. Vayikuras miknehem vayovoyo mitzraimo Yaakov v'chol zaro ito. Bonov of Nebonov, Ito, Benosov of Nos Bonov, Vacholzaro, Hevi, Tom Mitzrayim. Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisroel, Haboy Mitzrayim. When you're talking about the beginnings of Klal Yisroel, so then you're talking about b'nei Yisroel. Because you're talking about the future, and you're talking about it all, and that is that is what they are, and therefore looking into the future like that, you can call it Bnei Yisrael. But whom is it happening to? It's happening to Yaakov. So I think that, like, it's been a little verhitschgut like this year. Maybe I wasn't quite as clear as I usually try to be. But the general mahalach, I think, I hope I got across to you, and I think that's a beautiful pshat in the pasuk of Shimcho Yaakov. Shimcho Yaakov, yeah. You should know Yaakov continues to be your name, not as a heel snatcher, but to describe the the matzav, the matzovim in your life, in which Yisrael, as the all-winning, all-victorious fighter, is not appropriate. And that is taka the prutish amik of the pasuk. Shemcha Yaakov. Yeah? I want you to know that Yaakov still exists. And he'll be needed. It will be needed. Believe me, there are going to be times in your life when you're going to be a Yaakov. But, yeah, now I'm going to call your name Yisrael, and that is how Lemaisa, in every other context, unless there's a special situation, then you will be Yisrael, and you have Sar and Nogid, and whatever other Lashonis which Rashi uses over there, because who you really are is Yisrael. But Yaakov has to stand there in reserve in order to make it possible to be accurate in the descriptions. Please, I apologize if today's shiur was a little upgehacked. It wasn't really. I had some other things on my head. But please, I apologize. But I think that if you're ma'ayin and the yesoides, which I try to explain, I think you'll find that they are acceptable.